Welcome to Garden Talk. It's our annual gift list show. Hi, I'm Jill Najo. I'm sitting in for Larry Mueller. Every year about this time, we feature some great gift ideas for those with a green thumb or a green lifestyle. Our gift gurus are back with us. Astrid Neuenhaus is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. Astrid, great to see you.
Thank you so much, Jill.
And her sister, Sonja Neuenhaus, is here too. Sonja is an eco-entrepreneur, and we'll find out what she's been up to in that area. Sonja, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
We'd like you to be part of the conversation too. Have you given or received a gift from one of their previous lists? Was it a hit? We'd like to hear about it. Have you discovered a great gardening gift that you want to tell us about? Join in by calling 1-800-642-1234, or you can always send an email to ideas@wpr.org, and maybe you have a picture of someone enjoying a gift that you gave them. We'll share that with us too. So thank you, ladies, again for coming in. This is a lot of work for you to put this list together. It's like 5 pages.
Yeah, we kind of went overboard.
That's okay.
It's fun, too, and there's such a broad variety. Mm-hmm. There's things you can make and things that cost money and things that cost nothing.
Nothing, exactly, which is why this is such a great list, because you do cover all kinds of things. Now, Astrid, you've been doing this gift show since 2000, I believe.
Yes,
you said?
With Shelley Ryan.
Yeah.
Of the Wisconsin Gardener TV
show. Sure, sure. How did you get involved with that? Because that's not in your job description at UW.
Before I worked at ERC and at Biological Systems Engineering, I worked in the horticulture department.
Oh, okay.
And so I was had done regular horticulture call-in shows with Larry on Garden Talk.
Okay.
So that's the tie-in.
Well, great. I mean, I was really surprised because I don't think even Larry realized that it went back that far. So that's
He goes back a ways, too.
A little bit. Yeah. He's definitely not a rookie. And Sonja, how long has it been since you were involved? Do you remember?
I think it was before 2009.
Okay.
Maybe 2005, 2006, somewhere around then, when I had Madison Environmental Group, and it tied into sustainable business.
Okay.
And Astrid, the older sister, was kind enough to, let me join her.
You know, our physical therapists are sisters, too, and they always manage to say which one is the older. I think that's an interesting thing with sisters. I love it. So how does gardening fit into your lives individually?
I love to garden because I like having a connection to nature.
Mm-hmm.
I feel out of sorts if I am not connected to nature. I like to bring nature in to the house. Not as much as our little dog does, who brings all the leaves in.
But it's a season for that. Yeah.
I like to bring nature in, and I like to just be part of nature outside. And anywhere, when I'm biking to work, when I'm waiting at the bus stop, when I'm spending Thanksgiving with family. It's just, I need that connection to nature.
So it's a huge part of your daily life.
Yes. Yeah.
What about you, Sonja?
So for me, we live in Viroqua, in the city of Viroqua, not in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the edible landscape part of it, designing it, thinking about the front yard and how can you make it beautiful and edible. And this year, we really downsized our garden management. Just because as many people might have bigger aspirations and then reality sinks in with all of the weeding.
We need an acre garden. That would be a great idea. Yeah.
So we planted almost all brassicas this year and then added more fruit. So I, dug up my rhubarb and split them and have now a whole row of rhubarb, a whole row of raspberries, and then rows of kale and Brussels sprouts mostly. That's what our kids love to eat.
Cecil loves
to cook.
And you have younger kids and they love Brussels sprouts. That's amazing.
Yeah, Lena is 5 going on 14 and she loves Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are disgusting.
Not the way Cecil cooks them.
Well, it's funny because yesterday I was talking to someone who wrote a book on picky eaters and it was kind of interesting her view on that too. So yeah, I particularly like Brussels sprouts, so I'm on your camp. I'm on team Brussels sprouts.
No, no, no.
Maybe you haven't had them prepared correctly. Okay, well, let's get to the list. I think everybody's probably waiting for us to talk about the list. You know, I went through these and I felt like I was shopping at work. It was great. And you had such great links. It was really fun. And just to let you know before we get on any further, at some point today or early on Monday, I promise I will have this list on our website. So you just go to WPR.org/Larry, look for this show, and it will be a related link. I know it's kind of complicated, but it's there. It will be there. As soon as I figure out how to do it, we'll have it up there for you. So let's start with the garden gifts, actually. And of course, you've got seeds right on the top of the list because, number one, they're not real expensive, and we need seeds. So.
Yeah, there's really nice collections of seeds. That's what we talked about was kind of, in our mind, new for us this year on the list. And a collection that I like to grow gourds, and I'm kind of known for gourding people, which means I'll put a gourd on your desk and you won't know who it came from, or I'll mail you a gourd.
Oh, now they'll know who
now
it
they'll
was.
Know who did it. You just let everybody know.
And so I'm holding a typical gourd. It's probably in your mind, you know what this looks like.
It's like a decorative thing for Thanksgiving,
and
most people think.
I brought in some really weird gourds. These have wings and warts and bumps. And there's lots and lots of different collections of seeds that you can get kind of above and beyond the regular.
Okay. And Sonia?
And I found some new collections at Seeds of Change and Rare Seeds. So if you go to seedsofchange.com or rareseeds.com, they're both organic seed companies, and they have collections such as cold climate seeds or, you know, salad mix seeds. So they have a lot of variety, and especially the rareseeds.com had a gem heirloom corn that is unbelievable.
That sounds so nice.
Like,
yes.
It doesn't even look real. The colors were literally like gemstones.
Wow.
So it would be fun to give to your maybe more advanced gardener that's tried everything, or to a new gardener that isn't, you know, needs some inspiration.
Sure. Isn't corn a little difficult to grow, though? I mean,
you just need full sun.
Okay. And do you need a lot of plants for pollination purposes, or?
Not really.
Not really? Okay, great. Well, that's good.
And the gem corn is not just for decoration. It makes great popcorn, it said in the reviews.
Pollinators are really big because we need to help our bees and our pollinators, and there's collections of plants for pollinators.
And so, again, these are on that list, so all you have to go, and there's a link, and so you can just click on it, and you'll be good to go. Now, you also sent me to a website that's called womanswork.com, and I was very enamored. There's so many really neat things in there, and one of them was a root pouch. Tell us about that, Sonia.
So the root pouch is made out of recycled plastic bottles. And last year, I couldn't find something like this. And a few years ago, I bought one at the Madison Greenhouse store in Madison. But what I use it for is actually not for gardening. I use it to carry like coats and boots when we're traveling in the van. They're just great bags, and they're very affordable, $4 and $8 for these large round bags.
Yeah, designed to be a pot, but I really wouldn't use it like that as a pot because it might, being so flexible, it might disturb the roots.
It might be kind of tippy. Mm-hmm. How big are they, though? I mean, they didn't look real large, so.
I think one is a two-gallon, and one might be a 5-gallon, but they would be really good in the garden when you're transplanting. Let's say you dug up a currant bush, and you're just trying to figure out how to move it over.
Yeah, for
hauling. It's light. It's lighter than using a bucket.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Not as tippy as a wheelbarrow. Well, and also on that site, they had these eco watering spouts.
Yeah, I thought that was fun, and kids might like this, too. It was just for $10. It's a plastic adapter that you put on your soda bottle.
Yeah.
So if you have a green, you know, Mountain Dew, God forbid, soda bottle in your household.
Good thing they're not a sponsor.
Then you can take off the label, have the nice green, and then put a green cap on it and have a little, you know, just fun little stocking stuffer.
Yes, and it had like a handle too. That was different than the older.
Yeah, so you don't have to hold on to the maybe not real sturdy plastic bottles.
Right.
You can do the top. And they had a suggestion on the website that you keep them by your plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they look
like
pretty,
yeah.
You know, especially if they're not, you know, some kind of strange you know, that look doesn't look nice, but yeah, they looked really pretty. You know, before we get going or go on, let's go to the phones. We've had Kay waiting for us. She's got an idea for a gift. Kay's in Racine. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What suggestion do you have?
Well, I go for walks through the woods. I love nature, and when I'm out there, I will notice in California, I would find mistletoe on trees, and I would take that all down because that's that destroys the trees, and then I give those to people. But
oh, nice.
Here
yeah.
I am in Wisconsin, and what I do is I walk through the woods, and I see wild grapevines that are strangling trees, and that's not good. So I take down the wild grapevines, and then I take them home, strip off the leaves, and then make them into wreaths. And stick them around and dry them so my house looks cool because it's got these drying wreaths everywhere.
How beautiful.
And then, yeah, and then in the fall, I walk through those same woods and I pick up the pretty leaves that have fallen. And I take bunches of them of different trees and different colors, and I take them and I dry them in books. And then I place them on aluminum foil and paint them with polyurethane, which
wow.
brings the color very vibrant.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then I glue them to the wreaths. And then I give those as gifts and say, go for a walk through the woods with me.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, that's very impressive, Kay. Thank you for sharing. What a wonderful idea.
Yes. I had a student years ago who he wanted to be let out of an exam on the day before deer hunting season.
Oh.
And so to kind of win my favor, he brought in a beautiful grapevine basket that he had made by wrapping grapevines around a bucket.
Oh.
And then letting them dry that way mm-hmm. in that shape.
Oh, how
and
nice.
I still have
clever.
It, and it's beautiful.
Oh, I got to show that to me.
Well,
that
it's full of gourds.
Oh, of course it's full of gourds. It's full of gourds.
That's
okay,
nice.
Well, let's take another call. We were talking about seeds earlier, and Christy wants to share something. Hi, Christy.
Hi, thank you. Yes, along the last caller's interesting ideas, I collect seeds from the butterfly gardens around my house and give them as gifts, and that can also be done in the winter. And then also I took shovelfuls of roots and assembled little butterfly gardens.
Oh, nice.
In shoeboxes, so my family and friends get a butterfly garden and a shoebox for Christmas. So just a couple of fun ideas. We do not buy gifts in my family so much. It's more make or bake something.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
And then their plant, when they look at the plant that's growing, they're reminded of you.
Yeah. And if it doesn't grow, they can ask you about it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
because she's obviously growing that. So great, Christy. Thank you for sharing that. We're talking about great gift ideas for the gardener or eco-minded person on your gift list with Sonia and Astrid Neuenhaus today. Our on-air producer for today is Tyler Ditter. And Chris Molina is taking calls for us. Thank you for that, Chris. It was kind of last minute. Join in the conversation by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You're listening to Garden Talk. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm in for Larry Mueller today, and we're going through our annual list of wonderful gardening gifts and gifts for people who are eco-minded. And we do have Diane listening or waiting on the phone. She's in Pepin. Hi, Diane. Do you have a suggestion for us?
Hi. Yes. I've been a gardener for a long time, and I've known about native plants for quite a while, too. But just this year, I got introduced to a book called Bringing Nature Home by Doug Tallamy.
That's
He's
a great
a professor
book.
From in Delaware. And it's a fantastic book. He talks about how important native plants are for caterpillars, which turn into butterflies, and how important they are for songbirds. They all eat caterpillars to feed their young. And it's just a great book. It's full of millions of photographs and just tells you what you can do in your own backyard.
Yes, that's wonderful. And the tagline is Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants. I learned that Doug will be a keynote speaker at the Wisconsin Lakes Convention in UW-Stevens Point on April 12th. So Diane, if you'd like to hear him in person, maybe you would go to that conference.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a lot of our listeners might be interested in going to see that. Now, let's go on to our list here. One of the things on the list that I thought was really cool was a stainless steel hose. So I heard this, saw the description, and I'm like, how do you make a hose out of stainless steel? But it looks pretty impressive. Can you describe what it looks like, Sonia?
Sure. Picture a stainless steel fancy plumbing hose.
The flexible kind.
Right. With a green, nice-looking handle and then a black nozzle. And I thought, for those that are aesthetic-minded and just have a short area like on your deck, or we have an outdoor shower at our cabin, so I thought the, you know, the 50-foot hose, that's for $50, might be really nice. You can get it at Hammacher Schlemmer in that catalog. Another thing that would be great for an adapter that we put on this last year in our outdoor shower was a Y, what are they called? A hose Y connector and shutoff valve.
Yes,
those are only great. $9, but that way you don't have to. So we have the hot and cold water, but then we also might want to water our garden. So this way we can, you know, do all three and have three hoses.
Yes. Yeah, that's convenient.
Yeah,
I have one of those where one side is for my irrigation system for the veggies, and the other side is for a very short piece of hose that I use just to fill buckets.
Yes, that's I've used those before, and they are wonderful. That's a great idea for a gift, because a lot of times gardeners might not know about it, or they don't think about buying one. So what a perfect little
luxury.
Yeah, a little luxury for under $10. We like under $10. That's good. Let's go on now to talk about tools. Everybody needs tools in the garden and for other things. Talk about that mini utility knife. That sounds pretty cool.
I was looking at the Lee Valley website, and what did they have new this year? And they had the mini utility knife. It's only, you know, maybe 2.5 inches long, and it comes in a plastic retractable container in very different colors, and it automatically retracts the blade, so it's safer. And it's only $2.50, and so that might be a fun stocking stuffer.
Yeah, definitely.
Again, it's magnetic.
You can
stick it on your toolbox.
Yeah, for sure. Or in your car, or on your refrigerator, or what have you. And then as far as other tools and things go, again, from Woman's Work, garden scissors.
They were good for deadheading, so it's not a heavy-duty scissors.
Something small.
It's a small scissors, but Women's Work specializes in stuff that fits women's hands, and these scissors fit our hands better, so they're easier to use. And I really like their gloves.
They looked really nice.
And I just can't tell you how wonderful it is to have a pair of gloves that actually fit.
Yes, absolutely. And there's all different kinds, too. It's not just one, and they don't have cute little pink flowers on them. I mean, they're things that you can actually really use.
Yeah, so. They're real.
Yes, they're real gloves. I like that. I like that description. And then DeWitt has a trowel out that you've got on the list. Sonia, why did you put that on the list?
Well, it's a trowel that also has a serrated edge, and so it can be really handy, especially if you have very clay soil, dry soil, and you're also just trying to serrate some small roots.
Sure.
And that is from Well Done. And I just want to remind people, if you Google up these brands like DeWitt or some other brands, try to go to the original website where they were made or where they're distributed. To really go back to the original company, maybe rather than always going to Amazon.
Sure.
Well, first go to your local hardware store.
I was just going to say.
Even
better.
In Viroqua, we have fewer options, often online.
Sure. And I think there's a lot of people in rural areas that do, which is amazing. But, I mean, if we're in a place like Madison, like we are, it's available here more than likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jill, that DeWitt trowel, we often talk about when you're choosing hand tools or any tools, look for quality, because they talk about sustainable. I think our trowel is 30 years old and still going great, and I love it. And so what you're looking for is the tang, like on a knife, the part where the metal part of the trowel connects to the handle
Yes.
should be long and should go as far into that wooden handle as possible, mm-hmm. because that's where trowels often break. So DeWitt is a quality, heavy-duty, sturdy brand.
And like the stainless steel hose, I mean, you are spending way more than you would for another, but more than likely, you're going to have that for a long time. So if you look over the life, it really is a sustainable option. So, okay, so, you know, I was kind of surprised to see this robotic lawnmower on your list.
You've got
to
talk about that, Sonia.
Why did you add that, Sonia? So,
I know it's expensive and a little bit crazy, but I was driving to Madison to visit our mom in Oakwood Village, and I was in Cross Plains, and I saw for the first time ever a robotic lawnmower in action, and I've never seen one, never even knew they existed.
Oh, okay.
And I just had to pull over at Crossroads Cafe, have a coffee, and call Astrid, actually, right away, because she has a sense of humor. And then, so I was trying to justify, how could I add this, though they're so expensive? But then I have a justification. If you have a hilly yard or a ditch area, mm-hmm. like in your live in the rural area, and you have a ditch, and so it's actually unsafe to mow there, especially with a riding lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
So for hilly yards, the Denna L600 got the best reviews. But it might be, you know, upwards of $1,000. Otherwise, the Husqvarna 315 at $1,800 got the best reviews.
Or Husqvarna, like the rest of us say.
Oh!
I'm sorry, you know, we just had to make sure people understand what that is.
I'm sorry, our Swedish is our mother tongue.
Yes, it is. You can say all these things so much better, but yeah, Husqvarna.
But you called, you're like, guess what I saw? I'm like, what? What did you see? I saw, well, and you were so excited, it sounded so funny. And it was a robotic lawnmower just kind of going away like a Roomba on the yard.
Right on Highway 14 at the corner where the lumber store is.
I love it. I love that. Oh, I think that is so great that you have so much joy in that because, you know, it's the simple thing. So, yeah absolutely. Well, let's go on to some food cooking related gifts. There's some of my absolute favorite ones. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about maple syrup.
Well, my husband, Cecil, my sweetheart, has, you know, a maple syrup co-op that he helped co-found mm-hmm. called Maple Valley. But this year, instead of just talking about the syrup, I wanted to talk about the maple sugar, which now you can buy in a one-pound bag. So for those people that are trying alternatives to sugar, this is still sugar, but it has mm-hmm. other nutritional values. Mm-hmm. And they have offered a promo code. If you say WPR2018 up until the end of the year, you can get $10 off orders over $50.
Absolutely wonderful.
So, and the price is like you can get this little shaker that I'm holding here, organic maple sugar, which also travels well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go traveling and you can't bring the syrup as easily because of the, you know, carry-on bags, we carry the maple sugar in this container. It's sort of like a big cinnamon jar.
Yep.
And, you know, this is under $10.
Under $10, another great stocking stuffer. We are talking about wonderful gifts that you can give the person on your list who likes gardening, the outdoors, nature, and Astrid, and Sonia Neuenhaus are here with their list as they normally do, but we'd like to hear from you. So what are your suggestions for maybe next year's gift? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, and you can send us an email, and our lines are open, so please go ahead, join the conversation. So did you have something to add to that, Sonia?
I forgot to say the website.
Oh,
shame
my
gosh. On me. It's maplevalleysyrup.coop, not .com, .coop.
.coop, okay.
Maple Valley Syrup.
Great, gotcha. Now, there were a bunch of great ideas for food and cooking-related gifts on here, and I checked out the flour sack tea towels, and, you know, it's on the Wisconsin Historical Society. They have amazing gifts on there. I was shocked.
Yes.
And the towels are great, but there
aren't
was
they adorable?
So much stuff on there. Why don't you tell us about that, Astrid?
So we're talking about the Wisconsin State Historical Society has Wisconsin-related items, and one is a set of three cotton flour sack dish towels, and there's one that has chickens, one that has cattle, and one that has sheep and goats.
Yes.
And what's interesting historically about flour sack towels is that women used to get patterns. They used to have patterns for sewing clothes.
Sure.
Delivered mm-hmm. On these flour sacks. And so women would sew clothes from the flower sack.
And they were printed. It wasn't like little flowers and stuff. I mean, it wasn't like it said flower and you're wearing a dress.
No.
It said flower on it.
Because right.
when I first heard of that, I thought, why would those poor kids be wearing a dress that says flower? But yeah, they were material that you could reuse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So these are 100% cotton and they speak to that history. And they're just really pretty.
They are. The very pretty design on it. It's bright, cheery, definitely Wisconsin. Speaking of Wisconsin, Wisconsin-shaped cutting boards. What a great idea. And they're recycled,
Yeah, they're made out of recycled hardwoods, and then you can also get them at the Historical Society, $16 to $30.
Yeah, great. I mean, really, you have to check this out because they do have some good stuff. Now, as we go on, you've got an oil mister on that.
Yes. So... Cecil, I hope you're not listening now, but on his wish list for this holiday was an oil mister. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, an easier way to cook and not use as much oil. And they make some better ones now.
Because the original one there, you had to pump it up and it didn't last real long. So
right. So Lee Valley, but Orange Tree Imports has a great selection.
Yeah. And these are the ones that would replace the spray aerosol cans that you can get at the grocery store with oil in
it. And then we buy our oil bulk, the Driftless Sunflower organic oil.
So you can use that in there. Now, you mentioned Orange Tree, and you've got quite a few gifts from that, and that's a local store. Why don't you tell us about that particular store real quick?
Sure. It's on Monroe Street, and they could really use some shoppers because they've had so much construction this year.
They have. Yes.
So
I
talked to them. I said, what do you have new this year? They have a full circle odorless compost container.
I want one.
For $30. It received a design award, actually. So that was something new. They also have, I thought would be fun, like what's a useful gift, not just another toy for kids, but they have lots of kids' aprons. They have this eco cloth for only $6. It's a way to wash stainless steel appliances.
That really works.
It does.
It really works.
Yes.
It's called e-cloth.
And what do you use with? Is it just water?
Just water.
Oh my gosh.
That's all you use.
That is a great idea because it's hard to keep them looking decent.
Yeah.
Then they have, in it, well, they have so many things, but for only $8, they have these really cute enamel metal cups. And I've noticed that these metal cups now, without a handle, just these tumblers, are now being a little more popular. And for my birthday last year, Cecil bought us a set, and we really like that. And it's just, they don't break. They're great for kids, and they take less space.
They stack.
They stack. Stacking is good. Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, we were talking about Wisconsin earlier, but there's that Made in Wisconsin sticker that we can all look for gifts. So what are some good ones on that?
Yeah, they have all kinds of things. They have different food items like Kringle, herring. Sonia, you liked this roll mops?
Yeah, there was a new kind of herring called Roll Mops by Bayview for $28. So maybe we should get that for Hank because he's hard to buy for because he doesn't want any gifts. That's our dad.
Okay.
But I think he loves herring, and it's a new kind of... You just have the actual herring fillet. They don't chop it up, and they roll it, and they can it that way. So it also looks nice.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
But you really have to like herring, because that's a huge mouthful of herring.
That is a lot of herring.
Oh, yum, yum.
Think of it as sushi, maybe, right?
Yes, it looked like sushi.
It's Wisconsin sushi.
Oh, they also had chocolate-covered cranberries.
That sounds really good.
And, that's a big Wisconsin product.
Definitely. Now, let's... continue on here. Those microgreen growing kits?
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen a lot of those around.
That's so cool. And it's so easy to grow healthy. It's kind of between growing sprouts and growing an actual, the full-grown plant is what we're talking about, the microgreen. So things like salad greens, broccoli, arugula, sunflowers, peas, radishes.
They're just little,
they taste so good.
They
taste so fresh, and you can grow them anywhere. And there's all kinds of different sizes and ways to grow them. Like True Leaf Market has one that's just a single bowl full. So it's kind of like a practice one.
So smart, start small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
We get a microgreen share, actually, every week.
Our company that
delivers it out in the Viroqua area, Eden Ridge Farm, Erica Hill Pfeiffer. So she brings it to our house every week.
That's kind of nice, because you don't think about that when it's cold and icky out. So
And there's another one that's kind of furniture quality that you hang on the wall.
Wow.
Made of bamboo. And so because you can either set it on a windowsill or a table or hang it on the wall, you have more choices of sunlight because, of course, plants need light.
Sure.
And you'll want to put these growing kits someplace near either a grow light or a window. And this one is called Microgreen Vertical Garden. It's from Uncommon Goods. And it's the one that I was talking about that's kind of more, it's larger.
Decorative.
And it's furniture quality.
So it's for the serious microgreen grower.
And that's a $60 item.
Yeah. Sonia, you want to add something?
Well, this weekend, Hanukkah starts.
Yes, that's right.
And my dear friend from high school now lives in Vermont, Deborah Ann, and her boy is 2, Gabriel Nathaniel. And so this year, she said he's just starting to get into kitchen play.
Sure.
So I went to St. Vincent's and I bought him these, you know, little actual kitchenware, you know, not kids' kitchenware, but just mini things like the mini spoons and mini. And I wrapped them up in 8 presents, and so I mailed that off.
8 presents. Oh, that's such a great idea.
They get a present every day.
Every day. That's right.
And on this weekend with my family, we're building gingerbread houses, and there's a great recipe from Mother Earth Living that we use.
Okay.
So we use that every year, and I'm celebrating, and we do this every year with my friend Glorianne and Joanne and their kids, and so that's my tiny house movement
for this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a very, very tiny house. are you working with any other tiny houses? Because you have a tiny house.
Well,
don't
we
you?
Have a small house that we still give tours in Viroqua. And I'm dabbling in the micro rental units in Bayfield right now.
Micro rental. Okay. Yeah. I've read a little bit about that. It's a really good idea.
Well, great. So that's fun.
Yeah, we'll have to tell us more about that next time you're on. So let's go back not to the list, of course. And, you know what? We've got Justin in Appleton who wants to join in. Hi, Justin. What's your question?
Hi there. Oh, I actually wanted to say about you were mentioning microgreens and the broccoli sprouts. The broccoli sprouts are just a really wonderful way to potentiate how much sulforaphane you're going to be getting. Sulforaphane is in broccoli, but it's so much more in the broccoli sprout. And one of the things you could do as a really good gift is give someone a sprouting kit, which is you could find it on Amazon, and get that for a gift either for yourself or for your loved ones, and start spraying the love and joy of broccoli sprouts and the sulforaphane content in there.
Yes, and I noticed there's kind of easier to use sprouting kits. Again, the company True Leaf Market, it used to be that a sprouting kit was just a mason jar with a screen top.
Right.
And then twice a day you're rinsing it. But now there's ones that just make that easier because there's like a little frame that holds it so that it can drain better. And it's just kind of interesting to me that something so simple as sprouting seeds can still be improved upon in a healthy way.
Right, absolutely. Let's see, well, there's something else I wanted to... Oh, yes, I went on, and you're going to have to tell me what the name of it is on these aprons, Sonia, because I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Oh, this is hard.
That's on page 2.
So lately I've been indulging myself in Marimekko, as I'm hoping to sew more. And that's a Finnish design brand that we grew up with because our mother is from Finland. And so for that gardener in your life that loves Marimekko, there's a pattern called Sirutolapurtaha.
I feel much better. You couldn't say it either.
I could hardly say it. It's a 15-letter word that means community garden. It means community garden.
And that's in Finnish.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful pattern that men and women would like. It's flowery but masculine all at the same time. And you can go to Finstyle, and they have oven mitts for $24. I realize that's expensive, and the aprons are $47. Or you could buy the fabric and make it yourself.
Actually, and there's more than that design. There are quite a few, so I think it kind of covers most people's
Also a design that I found for in Marimekko that's canned jars, like of pickled and things. And I was thinking, Heidi, if you're listening, you could order that fabric and make some pot holders for Bjorn, who is the canner extraordinaire in Viroqua.
We have dish towels in that. And I hung the dish towels up in that same pattern with the canning jars. It's kind of abstract. Mm-hmm. It doesn't it doesn't look like canning jars, but it looks more like an abstract design. Mm-hmm. And I hung them up to make curtains.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I've done that myself. And the designs are very Scandinavian looking.
Yes.
Clean, but yeah, very...
And bright.
And bright and
modern.
Yeah, very happy. Speaking of fabric and, well, cool ideas, talk about this Wonder Bag slow cooker.
Oh my gosh, the Wonder Bag slow cooker. I hope that someone listening has tried this thing because...
Yeah, that would be great to find out.
I haven't tried it, but it looks fantastic to me. And what it is, so we're talking about the Wonder Bag slow cooker. What it is an extremely insulated cloth bag the size of a cook pot. And the way it works, it was designed to reduce the amount of fuel that you need to cook food. And it was designed for developing countries in Africa where women who gather firewood are at risk. And also because we want to use less firewood. So the way it works is, let's say you're making a stew in a great big cook pot. You cook that stew to the boiling point, so everything is heated all the way through. And then at that stage, you pop it into this bag, and it cooks on its own with no other electricity or fuel or anything, just quietly in the bag for 10 or 12 more hours.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you look at it, you can see, look at the picture, because it's hard to describe it, but it's a big, poofy, upside-down mushroom almost looking.
That's a good description, Jill.
With a cover, and it's a great idea. And it was designed by a woman from South Africa who saw this need.
Yes.
But it's something that we could all take advantage of.
And it'd be great for, like, when you go to a potluck or when you're...
To keep it warm.
When you're camping and you want to just...
Picnicking.
Yeah. Cook in the morning and then eat in the evening.
There you go.
And they're colorful.
Yeah, all kinds of different patterns. So, and also we're talking about camping. So you have on there the Paddler Coffee Brew Kit.
Yes.
For someone who really loves their coffee.
Right. So Kickapoo Coffee is, you know, based in Viroqua. Now they even have a coffee shop up in Bayfield, and they have one in Milwaukee. But they have this kit for paddlers, and what it includes is an AeroPress coffee maker, and then a Porlex tall hand grinder, a travel mug, and some coffee. So it is, you know, $112, but you have this beautiful set that would last a long time because they always choose high quality products.
Sure. You just keep getting new coffee. You don't want to keep the coffee.
Right.
But, yeah.
And you don't need any electric.
No electric.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just your hands grinding.
And it's not super big. So it's not like it's going to take up a lot of space in your kit. So, okay. So we are talking about great ideas for the gardener or the eco-minded person, someone who likes nature on your list. And we'd like you to actually give us a call, because we haven't heard from a lot of you today, and I'm sure you all have given really good gifts. So give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is Garden Talk. I'm Jill Nadeau, filling in for Larry Mueller today. I hope you can join us on Monday. Peter Green is back to talk about shopping on the internet. And he has his own list to share on tech gifts. So we're kind of going completely the opposite on Monday. That's Monday on the Ideas Network starting at 11. So, but right now we're talking about gardening and green gifts. A great way, you guys always include this on your list, is gifts of classes.
Classes are a great gift, Jill.
Yeah.
I work with a program called the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program, and people love that class. They take 40 hours of hands-on training to become volunteer naturalists, and the training includes field trips and other experiences like that. It's given by nature centers throughout Wisconsin, but run through UW Extension, the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program. And I would encourage people who are into nature to look into this. The
website is Wisconsin, so WIMasterNaturalist.org. And people just love it. I do program evaluation for them, so I get to see the comments.
Oh, sure.
And they say things like, I just love learning about our state and learning how to protect the lands I love and to protect for future generations.
Sure.
People talk about their grandkids.
Mm.
It's just a wonderful program, Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program.
So that's very similar to a program a lot of our listeners are in, which is the Master Gardener Program.
That's right. The Master Gardener Program is run slightly differently through the counties, also through UW Extension. And the Master Naturals program is run through nature centers and nonprofit groups.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar in that once you have taken the training, then you give back to the community. So Master Naturals give 40 hours back each year to maintain their certification.
And the cost isn't really too bad.
For the Master Naturals program, it's $250 mm-hmm. for the training.
And the Master Gardener is $100 to $250, depending on how many classes you take and what have you. So,
and I took a class.
Did you?
Not in the Master Naturalist program, but this year I took a class at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival on needle felting.
Ah.
And, oh my gosh, was that fun.
You shared a picture with me, and hopefully I can get that on the website too, but they're so cute.
It was given by Aaron Whalen. And as I said, it was in the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. It was just a 3 or 4 hour class,
mm-hmm.
and we learned how to needle felt for beginners,
mm-hmm.
and we made tiny little teddy bears, and I didn't complete my little teddy bear, and then a certain someone in the house, who shall remain nameless, who is a little dog, ripped the ears off the teddy bear.
Oh, no.
But because I know how to do this, I'm just going to felt those ears back on.
So how big are they?
They're palm-sized.
Palm-sized, I thought so. They're little tiny ones, little bears with little black eyes and little nose. Very cute. Was it difficult to do?
Not at all.
Okay.
It was a very wonderful, creative little time.
There's a lot of little classes like that I did that for my daughter. We went and did a glass class mm-hmm. together as a birthday gift, and we had such a good time, and it's such a good way to just... connect with people in your life doing something. So.
And it's not a thing that fills your house.
Yeah. It's a tiny little thing.
But. Well, yeah. But the idea of giving an experience is a wonderful thing.
It really, really is, because most of us have pretty much what we need at this point. So now there's also a Master Food Preserver class that is a workshop that UW Extension offers too.
Yes. And that's typically a 3-day workshop. So you would check with your county UW Extension office mm-hmm. to learn about that.
And speaking of preserving, fermenting is one way to do that. And we've got a fermenting book on your list, too.
Oh, my gosh. I went to Fermentation Fest this year in Reedsburg,
uh-huh.
and there I met Tara Witsit, who travels the country in a school bus teaching about fermentation. And it was just a great experience. And the book that she wrote is called Fermentation on Wheels, Road Stories, Food Ramblings, and 50 Do-It-Yourself Recipes. So if you're into preserving food, I would highly recommend this book. It's kind of artistic as well. Look at this cover.
It is. It's lovely. Yeah, it's different. Nice gift. Definitely nice gift. And fermentation is so popular right now because it's so good for you. So you can kill two birds with one stone with that one. Now, Sonia, you actually have a special book that you want to tell us about.
Do you have a special book that some of my family members may receive?
Shh, don't tell anybody.
It's called Herbal Adventures by Rachel Jepson Wolf. It just came out. You can get it at her website, lusaorganics.com. She also gives a free gift of lip balm. And why I just love this book so much is on page 89, there's a full page picture of Lena and Adisu, our children. So what I like about herbs is you can learn about ways just to forage in your backyard and around you in your community to make concoctions that are very healing and tasty. Mm-hmm. And so this item that my children are sipping is a shrub made out of raspberries and peaches.
And that's a funny word.
Yeah.
It is. We actually did an interview.
Sort of like kombucha.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And my kids love kombucha. So.
We did an interview on someone who wrote a book on shrubs and some mm-hmm. of those type of things. So yeah, they sounded awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I asked my friend Allison, who has a great Instagram account about sustainable living, and it's Allison Maya Terra, M-A-I-A, and then Terra. And she suggested some other books called Herbal Recipes for Vibrant Health by Rosemary Gladstar. It's $17. It talks about teas, tonics, oils, and salves you can make. And then there's another new one that she really liked called Healing Herbal Infusions by Colleen Kodkus. And I just think, as you know, medical costs are rising and we have answers right in our backyard as well. There's a lot of benefits people can read up on. And
sure.
I think Issa, your daughter, Astrid, is really interested in the herbal.
Yes. And I'd like to mention that the Rosemary Gladstar books, her approach is very scientific, which I really like.
Mm-hmm. That's always nice
yes.
to have that back there.
So
yeah.
mm-hmm. Those are really good herb books.
Do you have an herb book that you like, or a book of any kind that you think would be great for the gardener on your list? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. And we have Kevin from Wausau who called in. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. Actually, I'm from Cameron, and we are going to see your nephew today.
You are, Eric?
Your nephew, Eric, in Sheboygan, was engaged to our daughter.
Oh, how
wonderful.
We are so excited
yes.
for June 1, 2019.
Well, thanks, Kevin. What did you want to suggest for us?
Well, we raise chickens, laying hens and meat chickens, and those feed bags, the 50-pound feed sacks. My wife, who is quite crafty, we take the tops open, take the bottom off, wash them up, cut them up, and she makes them into nice.
Oh, that's a great idea. And Kevin, our connection is kind of bad, so I'm going to kind of cut you off.
Well,
right
please
there.
Have her take a picture and text it to Eric so I can see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so in case you couldn't hear, Kevin's wife takes the seed sacks from chicken feed and makes tote bags out of them. So that's got to be kind of sturdy,
yes.
too.
Yes, yeah. And some of those have really,
designs.
Yeah, really
mm-hmm.
nice designs. Like yeah. Yours, Sonia, had a bright yellow mm-hmm. chicken and then a bright green, some bright green leaves on it.
Yeah, I made one for Astrid like
oh,
that
okay.
a couple
okay.
years ago.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Kevin. Glad you called in to let us know about that. You know, some of the other kind of nature-related things I thought was really neat was the Great Lakes Fish poster.
Oh, I love that poster.
Yeah, and there's some other things, too, from the, was that from the, what, USC Grant Institute, I think?
Yes, or? That was from mm-hmm. The UW... Here, let me. Yeah, UWC Grant Institute. Mm-hmm. C as in SEA.
Right.
And they have a poster called Great Lakes Fishes. And if you're into fishing at all, there's all kinds of interesting stuff on their website, like a fish ID software that has 4,000 searchable photos of fish, and that's just a dollar.
It's amazing, the cost. The poster's $2.
And it's a beautiful poster. There is also, they have maps of shipwrecks. So, and they're from different parts of Wisconsin. So there's like a Door County one and a Lake Superior one. And some people are really into that sort of thing. And here's a beautiful piece of artwork, which is the shipwreck guide, and it's $11.
Right. Perfect. You can find a frame if you want to make it even more special. And Sonia, do you have something else?
I just thought of something, Kevin. If you're still listening, you can suggest that Lindsay get for my brother some crazy socks from the World Wildlife Fund. This is new this year, and my brother loves fun socks, and they have organic socks with animal prints on them, and you get them for a set of three. And through the World Wildlife Fund catalog, the donation, you know, they charge a little more for the product, like the stuffed animal or the socks, but then you're giving back to, you know, endangered species in certain countries.
And there's a lot of ways to do that with sustainable living gifts under that that area in your list. And I thought a great one was the stainless steel straws. We've been hearing so much about straws and the problems that they cause, as along as all the other plastic. But this one looks like a pretty neat one.
Yeah, and the key to the straw is how do you wash them?
Yeah.
So the straws that we use are stainless steel, and we have this tiny little brush that I brought.
Yes. It's a teeny tiny little brush. About the size of, a little smaller than your little finger, probably.
But that's the key, because you want to wash these straws. But they work great.
Yeah. Maybe you should give that to Linda this year, Astrid, because she
loves
those straws.
Maybe let's not share all of our ideas.
She's not good at keeping secrets, is she? No. We've kind of figured that one out. We're kind of winding down here, but I also looked at the Hennessy hammocks. What a great tent. I might actually go camping with one of those.
Our friend Alana, who is in high school at West in Madison, she did a program in Mexico this year through Amigos, and she actually slept in this hammock every day. And and I asked her which is the best one, because, you know, she really would know. And she liked the Scouts Classic for $90 because it has a rain fly and a screen.
So explain a little bit about what they look like, because when you say, well, it's a tent, it's off the ground.
So picture a hammock, a nylon hammock with a little fly over it. So you're actually sleeping in a hammock that has a cover.
Looks like a pod.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a pod, and there's like wings that you can get.
Right.
And it almost looks like a bird flying through the woods. When I was looking at that, I thought, how neat.
I think it's a great idea.
And there's a screen for like mosquitoes.
Yep. And so she was in that for 6 weeks. And she did say if you're taller than 5'7", it might not be the brand for you.
Yeah, okay. So, it's a neat option to check out for the nature lover, definitely.
There's also a hammock chair.
Okay, so a hammock chair. Oh, well, that's a great idea, too. That's definitely a great idea. Thank you, you guys. Your list is wonderful. We've been talking about holiday gifts with Sonia and Astrid, I'm always messing that up. New in house today. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm Jill Nadeau, sitting in for Larry Mueller. Join us next week when Tova Martin is going to be back with us, and she's going to tell us about her new book. And you want to see that? Stay with us. There's always more to come. Welcome back to Garden Talk. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm filling in for Larry Mueller today. Glad to have you with us on the Ideas Network. We're going over our annual eco-friendly and gardening gift list with our guests, Sonia and Astrid Neuenhaus. Astrid is an eco-entrepreneur, and her sister Sonia is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at UW-Madison. Did I mess that up, ladies?
Oops.
Don't worry. I'm the eco-entrepreneur. It's Sonia.
Okay,
but
Sonia.
I like being a scientist today. Thanks.
And I'm the scientist, Astrid.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got that all settled. And I won't say your names for the rest of the show. We've come up with another great list for us, for you, I should say. What ideas do you have for giving to garden and nature lovers? Join the conversation by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Now, Sonia, you've got a hat on your head that you made yourself, and it's very festive. Why don't you tell us about it?
So last year on the show, I was saying I can't tell you what I'm working on for my whole family, but I made like 8 to 10 tomtemössor last year, which is a Swedish way of saying Santa hats, but they don't really have Santas in Sweden. They have lots of tomte. Like little elves.
Okay.
And so it's just a fun pattern, and truthfully, I think I had more fun making them than the recipients receiving them.
But
I do know that my nephews Eric and Carl seem to be all over it, so at least I got two good hurrahs. And so I just used some old yarn that my mom had, just lots of red yarn. And so for any pattern, it's really simple. You just figure out your gauge, and I put Angora that I had.
That makes it. Angora white band is very nice.
Yeah, I just had a little ball of that, and I made like an inch in just stocking stitch. And then I went up 4 inches and then just tapered the rest to make a triangle. So it's a very easy pattern. For those knitters listening.
Okay, for those knitters, there you go. What a great idea. Well, speaking of homemade or DIY gifts, we have a bunch of those too. So let's start talking about what you have there, Astrid.
Well, I like to be silly and play games. And so I like to give the idea of, let's play a game together.
Uh-huh.
And it's an experience, and it's just fun time together.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I've done is collected all the yogurt lids around the house and made from a hula hoop and 10 yogurt lids.
Okay.
I made up a game where you basically use the lids as mini frisbees to toss through the hoop as a target.
Okay. Okay.
And
gotcha.
If you have a little niece or nephew holding the hoop and then another one with you playing this game, mm-hmm. it's just wild because the point is do it as fast as you possibly can through
so
that target.
The time element on
and
it.
Maybe the target's moving and running away.
Uh-huh.
And I had gone after this. I went to the Northland College Native American Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter Issa is there at Northland. And I saw a display about an Ojibwe hoop and spear game, which is the exact same idea.
Wow.
But instead of the mini frisbee, it's a spear thrown through the hoop.
A little more dangerous, probably.
Yes.
So good with the frisbee. Well, what a great idea, making up games.
And then for an indoor game, I've got a paper top that I made, paper top with a toothpick. And again, the idea is not to give this paper top, but to say, hey, let's make this game together and let's spend some time together having fun and being creative.
Yeah, and there's science behind it with tops, too, and keeping them up. And
so this one really
works.
It's
a toothpick with
a spiral of different colors of paper wound around it.
Oh. Does it work?
It works great.
Let's see it.
Okay, here we go.
I'm describing this.
Whoops.
Oh, it's not working.
The practice 10.
Yeah,
the practice
10.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it does work under certain circumstances.
It has worked before.
I love it. What else do you guys have on your list for this particular category?
Well, one thing you can do that's a little bit more popular now are making those like Shutterfly or Walgreen books, those picture books.
Mm-hmm.
But they've come down in price. So for $13, you can make a little soft cover one. And instead of, I'm sure lots of people do travel books.
Yes.
But you could do one for the family member that doesn't really need any more things but wants memories.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for your parents, you could take pictures of their garden and make a book out of it. Or for the child in your life, you can make a plant identification book, but from your own plants
garden.
In
what
your
a great
garden.
Idea. Yeah.
We have made books in our family of a very silly nature because we have a finger puppet named Edward, and he goes on adventures, and he sometimes makes a book about his adventures, and then that book is the gift.
Yeah, what a great idea, having that. I've seen people do that with traveling. There's something that they take with them when they travel, take pictures. Well, let's go to the phones real quick, because we have Margot in Fond du Lac who's been waiting. Hi, Margot.
Hi there. How are you guys today?
We're well. What suggestion do you have?
So I have a Wisconsin company, actually. It's called Book Art Bookmarks, and they're made with elastic ribbon, and they're made with geodes and like amethysts and stuff like that, and they fit paperback and hardcover books, so you only need one.
Okay.
They're made, some of them are like dinosaur skeletons that go around the gift or go around the book.
Cute.
I would like to, and they're really great, and the company has really grown since she started on January 1st.
And what's the website of her company?
She actually sells on Etsy right now, but I think she's going to be starting her website soon. But it's called Book Art Bookmarks.
Okay, Book Art Bookmarks. Great, thanks.
That sounds easy to mail too.
Yeah, definitely.
For people far away.
And what a nice little addition if you give someone a book to have a bookmark too, because I'm always looking for bookmarks and I'm tearing stuff out of magazines or whatever. So, another one that I thought was really kind of fun was the lip balm kit.
Yeah, so Lusa Organics, because I was on her website looking at the book. But what I think is nice is she's sharing her recipes, and she has a kit for $33 where you can make 20 lip balms, and each kit includes organic beeswax, 5 organic essential oils, 12 lip balm tubes, 8 lip balm tins, labels, pipettes, and her recipes. So That's an idea.
Yeah, definitely. And then there were some no-sew aprons. I think everybody kind of likes that idea of no-sewing.
Yeah, so I was, I first got interested in the Marimekko fabric,
right,
which led me to, I'd like to sew maybe some aprons. And what would be some easy patterns? Well, there's a no-sew apron pattern from a t-shirt. So if you have like a dark-colored t-shirt, that you're not using anymore, or is just sort of dumpy because it's too big. You know how all those t-shirts aren't really fitted for women?
They're, right.
Yeah. Or if you want to keep the design, but you don't want to wear
the
t-shirt.
You don't really
anymore.
Like the t-shirt.
Or if so, it's not doesn't fit. Or
yeah. There's a video where this woman is literally cutting and making an apron out of this t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit hard to describe, but if you just search it up, you'll be amazed.
Yeah, I can understand how that would work. I mean, especially because it's stretchy and you can just cut the back out in the arms and then the...
And then you make the tie mm-hmm. in a very interesting way, and you don't have to sew anything.
Wonderful. That's
and
a great idea.
And something you could do with kids, too.
Totally, yeah. And that works great, especially with kids, because they may outgrow of their t-shirts really fast, and then they have this memory. So, that's always kind of fun. And you had put on here painted rocks.
Yeah.
Okay, explain painted rocks
to me.
What's so great about painted rocks?
Well, my friend Denise, she is actually a co-owner of Kickapoo Coffee, and she lives in Viroqua, where I do, and she has discovered a way to use the rocks at her beach in Lake Superior, and she has taken some of these rocks and make mandalas. So it's their painted rocks where you use acrylic craft paint.
Okay.
And you use things like paper clips or erasers to make these dots.
Little dots, yep.
And they're just absolutely beautiful. And then you coat them with like a resin. And there's definitely, you can find the YouTube videos. And if you Google painted rock mandalas.
How's that spelled?
Mandalas.
Okay.
And so while I was on that stream, and I like owls, there's also, animals you can paint on rocks. And there's a really cute one with an owl.
The mandalas are really pretty.
They're beautiful. You sent me a picture, and they're just gorgeous. Again, it's kind of a clean design, lots of color, and just really beautiful. Yeah. And it goes so well with the river rock that they were painted on. Another thing that people have been doing is painting little words of wisdom on rocks and then hiding them around cities.
Oh,
so
fun.
That would be kind of a fun thing to do with the kids, too, especially. Yeah.
We have a painter living with us now. Lucy, it just occurred to me as I'm talking to you, if you're listening, Lucy, maybe we could do this together. She's so artistic.
There you go.
Something I really like about making things out of recycled materials or just making out of temporary, like I think of this paper top as very temporary.
Yes.
Is we, in our society, we have a burden of things.
We do.
And this is a way to share time together, to share toys and crafts and art, but not, you don't have to keep these things.
Right.
You can just recycle them again, and when you want to play anew, then make them again and have another experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a great thing to talk about. I was talking about paper. On your list, you had a fold scope. It's a kit to make your own paper microscope.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I can't. I was shocked. I had to go see it. And they're really beautiful, too. I mean, they look nice.
And it's something that teachers might be interested in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, so it says fold scope instruments. Make your own microscope from a paper pattern and a lens. And then it comes with tools to make slides as well. So it comes with the pattern, the lens, and the slides to look at specimens, and it's $40, and there's discounts for teachers. The paper fold scope.
Yeah.
And if you're into scopes, there's tiny little microscopes you can put on your phone. So we're talking a $10 item.
Wow.
That's great.
Active Eye Universal Phone Microscope, and naturalists really like this for insects and lichens and that sort of thing.
Can you take a picture with your phone when the microscope lens is on?
Yes.
Listen, listeners, when you want to send us a picture of your bug, this is what you need.
Nice.
That would be perfect. Perfect. Birders. We have a lot of birders that listen to the show. What's a good idea for them?
There's a company that makes journals called, The Birder's Journal. This is the Right in the Rain Company, and they spell Right, R-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around a long time. It's U.S. made, and they sell tiny little spiral notebooks that are specifically for birders, birders' journals. They also sell pens and pencils that write easily in the rain, little memo books,
nice.
Super handy.
Mm-hmm.
And the price ranges from $6 up to 30.
It's nice to get things from organizations that use them so they know what works.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really nice. And also under that nature-oriented gifts category, we had some more posters that we didn't talk about last time, but they're fish of Wisconsin, bats, mussels, and clams, but they're the UW Zoological Museum.
Those are gorgeous posters also. There's one, an enormous, like, wall-sized poster that's called the Poster, the Fishes of Wisconsin, and it's over $100, but it lists every single fish you can imagine.
Wow.
And the Zoological Museum has also made smaller versions, so you can get just the predator fish or just the minnows, and they're beautifully painted. There's also one for bats, Wisconsin bats. And there's one for Wisconsin mussels and clams. There's a lot of interest.
I didn't realize there
were
so many. They had to have their own poster, but apparently there are.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah. And where do you go to get that?
That's the UW Zoological Museum.
Okay. So UWZM, right?
And Jill, if you want to learn more about mussels and clams, you could take a Master Naturalist course.
I could. That's a great idea.
My son, Adisu, loves mussels. Once for dessert, he even ordered mussels because he's not a sweet tooth.
You know, I tried mussels in Italy for the first time this year, and I love them. So, yeah, I'm a convert to mussels now. And then you also have a Wisconsin Rocks and Minerals set, too.
Oh, that's a really nice thing. So the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey sells a boxed set of Wisconsin rocks and minerals. And each one, so there's 14 samples plus a fossil and a guidebook. And each one of these is labeled, and then you can read about what it is and how to identify it. So that's $35 Wisconsin Rocks and Minerals set from Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. And Jill, they're the ones that have that 3D map.
Oh,
that
we talked about. Sure.
And you get some 3D glasses with it, and that's a Wisconsin wall map.
Yeah.
And that's $20.
It's so nice that you guys have done this homework, because there are so many places that we don't think about but have wonderful, unique gifts. So we're not getting the same thing as everybody else is getting, so that's always fun. One of the things that we didn't talk about when we were talking about the microgreens, we had mentioned about light. And then a couple things on your list, or one of the things on the list, is an LED grow light bank and also a grow light chamber. So,
that is so on my list.
Talk about that.
It's a furniture quality box, basically. So we're talking wood, and it's a system. It's called, and it's made right here in Madison.
Ah,
the LED Habitat Grow Light Chamber. So it's a way to grow either greens or start your transplants right in your house. Don't need a sunny window, because it comes with this grow light bank. And what's different is that it's LED, so we're using less energy. And it still works great.
And speaking about LEDs, I've recently really enjoyed using the Lucy inflatable solar lantern.
My finger was right on this to ask you about it.
And just this year they added, or maybe it was last year, they added a cell phone charger capacity to this. So they range in price from $15 to about $35 with the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the website from the original manufacturers, M-Powered, MPOWERD.com.
M like in mother.
Yeah.
And I did see these too, and they're inflatable, so they're pretty small to carry in like a pack.
Mm-hmm. And they're light.
They're light.
And
both senses of the word. And they're
And you don't need to be outside to charge them.
Okay.
So at our cabin on Madeline Island, it's called Mosswood, and it's a little A-frame, 500 square feet, and we just have it in the window because on Madeline Island and in La Pointe, the power goes out, you know, actually, you know,
a
more
lot.
Often than down south. So they're very handy.
Yeah, very small, like I said, and it's 7-hour charge will last 24 hours, I think, in the lower setting. So that's definitely nice, especially for emergency situations too, and they float.
Yes. And there's also a new wall mount cordless motion light that uses LED technology. And you know what's really wonderful is now the whole notion of like solar lights or LED lights, every year it seems like the technology is improving.
Yes.
And so this one is extremely bright for $60 at thehammocker.com. website.
Okay, yeah, another good website for some unusual gifts. You know, let's go back a little bit to gardening gifts since this is a gardening show. We didn't cover everything on your list, but one of the things that you had put on here were hoops for row covers. We get a lot of people that call in for about, you know, where do I get row covers? How do I get my growing season to extend? So,
yeah, row covers are great.
Yeah.
I use those all the time, not just to extend the season, but to keep rabbits off of my plants and for insect control.
Right.
So a lot of hardware stores sell these row covers, and it looks like a white fabric. It's a spun bonded polyurethane fabric that lets light and water in.
Very important.
But not the insects. And so check your local hardware store or go to your local gardening shop here in Madison. I would go to Young's. Or try Gardener's Supply or Gardener's Edge. And then you can make like a mini greenhouse also if you have a hoop that holds that row cover over the plant. Typically, you just lay it on the plant, and you, as the plant grows up, you've added enough slack that it
pushes up.
Yeah, pushes up. But it's a little easier to get in and out to maintain and harvest if you have hoops. And I'm talking just either bamboo or wire or PVC. There's a lot of different ways to do this, Jill.
And there's actually big, huge ones that they use for commercial growers,
yes,
too. They're like you can walk through. So, yeah, they're a lot more readily available than they used to be. I like this idea about, for a gift, raised bed corner brackets to build a raised bed.
I was just going to say, raised beds are so popular.
They are.
And they're really, really smart because you can grow so much food in a small space. And it doesn't matter what your soil is, because you're adding to the bed.
And it's accessible for a lot of people that have problems getting
it's accessible
down to the ground.
So these corner brackets just make it easier. Maybe your skill is gardening and not handiwork to build the bed.
Right.
So now with these corner brackets, it's easy to make that bed.
And where do you get those?
Those are from Gardener's Supply.
Okay.
Gardener's Edge. And again, I would look at your local hardware store.
Okay. Let's see. What else did we not cover here? Oh, you know, bare root trees. I never even would have thought about that, but they're available now still, right?
Right. And that reminds me, this last birthday, my friends Aaron and Jason, they gave me 3 peach trees. But get this, Jill. They started them out of a peach pit.
No, really?
Yes, from peaches that they ate. And they actually, you know, gave me the gift after they had tried it themselves.
That's
so
a good idea.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
They already have success. Under 5 years, they had 6 peaches on their Wisconsin peach trees.
Wow.
They gave me 2 varieties, so I planted them in a safe, you know, a sheltered south-facing place. And hopefully one of the 3 will produce.
Well, that would be wonderful. You'll have to share that with us, too. So
bare root trees are not available now. They're available in March.
In March. Okay, so you get a certificate maybe?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that brings up another thing. I mean, sharing plants. So
you
take cuttings, divide your plants. I mean, what a nice gift to give to somebody, too.
And then you have the memory of the person.
Exactly. Yeah, we've had a lot of people call it, said, you know, I moved this plant from this house to that house. And yeah, so that's always a nice thing, too. Well, ladies, you outdid yourself once again. It's a wonderful list, and I encourage everyone to go and look on our website. It will be up there soon. And I want to thank Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus for sharing their great gift ideas. And again, we'll have that list up there for you guys to take a look. Hopefully you can join us on Monday when we talk with the computer specialist, Peter Green, about shopping online, because that's always a little scary. But we'll talk about that, and also has a list of tech items that maybe the tech person would on your list would enjoy. I'm Jill Nadeau. I've been sitting in for Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening to the Ideas Network.